I cannot tell you how many business owners I've talked to over the years who are exceptional at what they do, but they can't get enough customers. I've met chefs who make amazing food, but they can't get enough people into their restaurants to keep the lights on. I've met real estate agents who know their market in and out. They're great with people. They can handle all the details, but they can't get enough clients to pay their bills. I know artists who have amazing skills, but who never have mastered the art of customer acquisition, so their actual art remains largely unseen. I know printers who have taken out loans to invest enormous amounts of money in equipment that just sits there because they don't know how to get enough of the customers and clients they need to feed the machines. This week I heard from a life coach whose story really touched me because she knows she could really help people, but she's struggling to get the clients she needs. Here's what she said. I'm a good coach, but there are no clients for me. I feel profoundly sad for not being financially independent. I'm a good person. I do personal growth. I'm a really good coach, and yet I cannot pay the bills and have a lovely and happy life. Why does it have to be so hard? In each of these situations, the most important thing to recognize is that there is a huge difference between being exceptionally good at the technical aspects of a job, like cooking, selling homes, creating art, printing stationery, or coaching people who need help, and being able to get enough of the customers or clients who need those products and services. They are two completely different skill sets. There are many exceptional writers in the world, but as Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, once said, on the top of my books, it's written best-selling author, not best writing author. Two different things. So today, I'd like to share with you what I shared with this coach, and it applies to any business that is great at what they do, but that struggles to get enough of the customers or clients it needs to thrive. If you're great at what you do, then you're halfway there. But this is not a mindset issue. It is a focus issue. So if you want to make the money you'll need to make, then 100% of your focus and learning now need to be on three things. It's what I refer to as the MVPs of marketing and sales. Now, if you've heard this from me before, but you're not yet earning what you think you're worth, then please listen again. If you've never heard it, then pay close attention. In sports, MVP stands for most valuable player. In marketing and sales, MVP stands for message, vehicles, and people. Specifically, what is the marketing message you need to convey about your products and services? Which combination of marketing vehicles will you use to communicate that message? And who are the people or prospects that you need to reach? This begins with having a crystal clear idea of exactly who you want to benefit from what you do. Those are your people. When you know who your people are, then you have to consider exactly what you'll need to say to engage those people, to invite them in, to take advantage of the products and services you have to offer. That's your message. Finally, you'll need to determine how you'll reach them. In other words, which combination of marketing vehicles will you use to reach them? This means things like social media posts and comments, direct messaging, phone calls, email, direct mail, networking, door knocking, broadcast ads, billboards. There are thousands of options when it comes to marketing vehicles. The list is endless, but you don't need an endless list. You just need to decide on a few that you can use right now to deliver your message. Ultimately, everything you do to get customers or clients from this moment forward will only ever be a combination of those three things: your message, your vehicles, and your people. Get all three of those right, and you will make the money you need. But if you get just one of them wrong, you are very likely to continue to struggle. And here's why. If you have a fantastic marketing message, a message that would make anyone in need of your products and services desperate to do business with you, but you either fail to reach those people with your marketing vehicle, like you post a message that they never see, or if you get that message in front of people who have no need for your products and services, then the promotion is a failure. If you have a fantastic marketing message, but you never get to deliver it because you're using a marketing vehicle that people hate, let's say cold calling, where many ideal clients will hang up on you before you ever get a chance to deliver your message, then that promotion might not work either. Finally, if you have a terrible marketing message and you reach your ideal audience using exactly the right combination of marketing vehicles to get you in front of them, then you'll just alienate your ideal customers before they ever have a chance to buy from you. So if you're great at what you do and you just need more customers or clients to do it with, that's why 100% of your focus and learning now need to be on those three things, the MVPs of marketing and sales. If you'd like to learn more about how to put them to work in your business, go to topsecrets.com/MVPs. That's topsecrets.com/MVPs.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed.
Top Secrets.
TopSecrets.com.